96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 29th of January, 32 degrees again, on our way to 62 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Special Projects Director Taylor Wash, and to talk about the community survey currently underway. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Taylor, we're doing great here so far this morning. So we've got a lot of questions here. We started talking about this on our morning show and on our newscast last week after communications manager Christine Torrance put this up on social media. And I guess the basic question that at least to start things off that comes to me is really why this community survey is in place, especially after one was done a couple of years ago.
Yeah, good question. So we're using this community survey for a variety of purposes. The first thing is the results will be used to inform decision-making and policy development, and it'll give our community leaders a better understanding of the needs and priorities of the community. It'll also help us evaluate the effectiveness of our programs and services and identify opportunities for improvement. So essentially, this data will assist us in understanding where resources are most needed so that we can allocate those resources efficiently. So all in all, it's really a powerful tool for us to understand the dynamics of our community so that we can address challenges and make positive change.
And Emporia Special Projects Director Taylor Wash with us on our Primetime Newsmaker. Now, the surveys went out of the mail. Can we also get these online, Taylor?
Yes. So they are collecting that information from the specific residences that they sent it to, but we'll also have the public survey available hopefully by the end of the day today via our Facebook page.
Now, a couple of years ago, the way it sounds here, Taylor, we already had a similar survey here with ETC Institute. Maybe we can talk about, first off, why the partnership has developed here with ETC Institute and how that's working out this particular time around.
Yeah, so we partnered with ETC last time, and they're an institute with over 40 years of experience, specifically with surveys of this magnitude. So they use the scientific method that ensures a diverse and meaningful pool of responses. And their approach also leads to comprehensive data analysis, and it ensures that the responses remain confidential and that they're complete. So by partnering with ETC again this year, it allows us to compare the 2022 results with the current data so that we can measure our growth and then identify more areas of opportunity.
What kind of return did we get in 2022? I don't recall. Was the return good for the community as far as number of surveys completed?
I believe so. I think we had a good turnout last year. We're hoping for a little bit more this year. And if you're looking for the results from the 2022 survey, they are available on our website at emporiaks.gov/survey.
Taylor Wash again, City Special Projects Director, joining us here on KVOE's Morning Show. Community survey started going out here about a week and a half ago via mail, and then again online coming up here shortly. Taylor, am I understanding here that basically the survey here this time around is maybe to gauge changes in the water, for lack of a better term, maybe some adjustments, or maybe to see whether the results from 2022 are still confirmed a couple of years later and help with the conversation and the development of process and policies here after that?
Yeah, so ideally that 2022, that was the first time we conducted a survey of that magnitude, that was really supposed to be used as our baseline. So that gave us an idea of kind of where we were starting. By doing it again this year, we're hoping to see some growth in some areas, and then we'll, of course, have areas where we'll need some more improvements, and that's what we're looking for.
What is, let me just ask you this, for folks that maybe they saw the thing from the city and they didn't pay attention to it, what is part of that survey?
So there are questions about all of the services that we provide. There are questions about our leadership. There's questions about snow removal and streets. There's just a little bit of everything in there to kind of get an idea of how people are feeling about the city, the services we provide, and where we can improve.
Now, teaming with the ETC, this is, I think, their cost is around $17,000. What's included in that cost, Taylor?
Okay, so they have a sampling plan. So they work with us to develop the actual content of the survey. So usually they have like a pool of questions that we can pull from and put into the survey. They select a random sample of the residents to be contacted. They administer the surveys both via mail and online. They keep the results completely confidential so that no city staff can get involved in that process. They monitor the distribution of the sample to ensure that the sample reasonably reflects the demographic of the city. And then they create a final report that's really, really informative for city staff so that we can compare the results and see what other communities are dealing with as well.
Taylor, how long is this survey period going to go, whether it's returning the mail surveys or going out online? And the reason I kind of ask that as kind of a question is also to kind of determine, I guess, maybe how soon the results not only will be made public, but also maybe to start to get acted on here by the city as things go forward later this year or maybe next year.
Yeah, so they'll be the mailed surveys will be out until they get their desired sample size, which I think is like about 400 responses. And then the online survey will go concurrently with that, and it'll go a little bit longer. We're hoping to have the results back within a few months, and those will be available on our city website once those results are available.
And Taylor Wash, our primetime newsmaker guest here this morning. Taylor is the Emporia Special Projects Director. In 2022, the results of that survey, did that lead to any changes in the way the city operates? Do you recall, Taylor?
I think it gave the city a good idea of where we stood with our community, and I think it gave us a good baseline to operate from to get started on some progress.
Okay. Well, Taylor, really quickly here, just reset, if you don't mind, I guess the mail process, the mail deadline for returning that, tentative plans right now for opening that up online for residents who may not have gotten the mail survey.
Yep, so we hope to have that available by the end of the day today on our city Facebook page.
Okay, and when would you like the mailed results back here to you for those of you like myself who got one of those surveys last week?
As soon as you could get it turned in, that would be great. But again, like I said, ETC is collecting those until they get the 400 responses that they're looking for.
Sounds good. Taylor, anything else we need to bring up here this morning? Because that's pretty much the questions we had.
I don't think so. If you've got a survey, we would love to hear your feedback. That's how we grow. So we would appreciate it.
Awesome. Taylor, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here as the survey effort continues.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Taylor. That is Taylor Wash, the Emporia City Special Projects Director, about the community survey that is out now and available. So if you get one, please fill that out. They would certainly appreciate it. Love to have that information.
Indeed.
On what you think.
Indeed. And it will be going online eventually. So just want to let you know that. Want to also let you know that we only have one newsmaker spot that is available right now for this week. And it happens to be Wednesday at 7:20. So if you have an event activity.
I think we'll get her taken up here.
And I have made an adjustment right now. We originally had Lyon County Communications Manager Vicki Smith for the 7:20 newsmaker spot on Friday, talking about and really updating the process for a new Lyon County information website. She's agreed to take 8:20. We do have Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas coming Friday to talk about Emporia First Friday. Tomorrow we'll have Gwen Bernheide talking about needs for the Emporia Friendship Center. That'll be 7:20 Tuesday here on KVOE.
And our newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 7:30, 32 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
You rely on your equipment to work hard for you. So when it's down, you're losing time.